Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta Station calling for a scheduled Iris contact. Do you copy Yoshide-san?
IK1SLD, this is OR4ISS, over.
Okay, Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta. Your signal is loud and clear now. Today we are operating from Planetary of Turing, Museum of Astronomy and Space. Are you ready for the first question, Yoshide-san? Over.
Ready for the first question, over.
Erika, how did you train for the space mission? Over.
Well, we had to go first get selected as astronaut candidates, and then we have 2 years of school. You learn about the system, like the space station, space shuttle, do some training underwater for a spacewalk, and fly the robotic arm, and also learn about all the science we do up here. And then you go through a couple of years of training after that, and then once you get assigned to a particular mission, you have another 2 more years to come up here. So there's many, many years of preparation before you come to a space. Over.
Francesco, when did you decide to become an astronaut, and what schools did you attend in order to do that? Over.
Well, I was about maybe 6 or 7 years old when I first thought I wanted to go to space. At that time, we didn't have any Japanese astronauts, but later, when I was in high school, the first astronauts were selected in Japan. After that, I attended college studying engineering. There's a lot of different professions that you can choose to become an astronaut. You can be a doctor, you can be an engineer, or a scientist, or a test pilot. The most important thing is to do your best and work hard. Over.
Ivan, how do you feel before leaving for a space mission? Over.
Well, you feel like you're ready. All the training was very good, and you're ready to go up here and work. This was my second day on board the International Space Station, so it was like coming back home. Over.
Davide, how do you communicate with your family? Do you miss them? Over.
Well, we have email, just like you have. We have a TV conference through a laptop, maybe every week. And then we also have a IP phone that we can call them if we want to. So we do communicate with our family quite a bit. Over.
Paolo, what kind of experiment are you doing on board the ISS now? Over.
There's a lot of experiment going on, and we have 6 crew members doing different things. Right now we have some of the fishes called medaka. Those are a Japanese experiment. We're going to do some research on their bone and muscle in microgravity and see if we can learn from them how microgravity influences human body. Over.
Margherita, what are your emotions when you are in space, and what's the heart like seen from above? Over.
Well, we feel like we are, you know, space is very cool. You can see Earth from the window. You can float around and fly like Superman. And when we see Earth, it is just cool. And Italy, you can recognize it from space very easily because of its shape. And it's very beautiful, especially during night. Over.
Umberto, what's your daily routine in the space? Is there a difference between night and day? Over.
Well, we wake up about maybe 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we eat and brush our teeth. We get together and talk to the ground for the day's activity, and then we start working. And work ends about maybe 7 o'clock at night. We eat dinner. We also talk to the ground, make sure that we know what we're doing the next day. And then we have some free time, so we can have dinner together or look out the window. And then we go to bed around, let's say, 9:30, 10. There's no a big difference between night and day. We orbit around the Earth in 90 minutes. That means we have 16 days and 16 nights within 24 hours. So if you look outside, it's pretty fast. But inside, we live in a 24-hour period. So there shouldn't be a difference from the ground. Over.
Sabina, how do you supply your service with water? Over.
That's a very good question. Well, we actually go to the bathroom, and all the urine that we collect, that gets processed, and we get water. So that way, we don't have to launch water all the time. Over.
Alessandro, did you have the opportunity to land and wander outside your ISS? Over.
Yes, we actually had 3 spacewalks during our stay, so we had to go outside and do some repair work in the external side of station. It was very, very cool looking at Earth, but we were so busy working, we didn't have much time to take a look. Over.
Matteo, is getting along with one another easy or difficult on board the ISS? Over.
Well, we train along for a couple of years together, so it's like we're all a family. So up here we have 6 crew members working and living together, just like family. Over.
Gabriele, what's the temperature like on board your ISS? Over.
I think it's like 25, 26 degrees Celsius maybe. We wear just, you know, short sleeve t-shirts, maybe a pair of pants, or sometimes in a pair of shorts, which is what I'm wearing right now. So it's pretty comfortable. Over.
Denise, what do you usually do in case of damage or a breakdown, or if an astronaut gets sick? Over.
Well, if we have some equipment breakdown, we can repair it with the help of the Mission Control Center on the ground. And if astronaut gets sick, well, we do have some medicine. We also talk to the doctors on the ground and make sure that we are giving the correct medicine to them. Over.
Sane, can plants grow on board your ISS? Over.
Yes, plants can grow on board the ISS. However, sometimes the plants get confused because they don't know which way is ground and which way is up and which way is down. So if without gravity, they kind of grow in different directions, which is very interesting. Over.
Leonardo, are you scared when you are on board? Over.
Well, there are a couple of dangerous things, such as fire or depressurization, which means air leaks out from the station, or some toxic atmosphere. We can't open the window, so those are some of the emergencies that we have. However, people make sure that it's designed and made so that it doesn't do such a thing, and we are also trained very well what to do in that case. So, we're not scared. Over.
Francisco, which problems are connected with the absence of gravity? Over.
Well, the biggest problem would be muscle and bone. We get weaker and then the bone density decreases. But we exercise every day to compensate. Over.
Francesco, what material is your spacesuit made of? Over.
That's a very technical, very difficult question. Well, it's made of different materials. It has some rubbery material so that it can keep the pressure inside, but it would balloon if it's just that. So we have some cloth to keep the form. We have some aluminum-type material for thermal regulation. So there's a lot of different materials. Over.
Stefano, what's the first thing you are going to do when you come back on Earth? Over.
I think I'll take a long nap and also take a good shower. Over.
Matteo, what do you usually eat on board? Over.
Well, our space food, we have maybe 300, 400 U.S. food and about the same amount of Russian food. And I personally have some Japanese food, so there's a lot of things you can eat. Over.
Alessandro, how do you keep fit? Over.
Yes, we exercise every day. We run on a running machine, and we have a bicycle equipment, and also some weight lifting machine. So that would keep us fit. Over.
Antonio, how do you dispose of waste and rubbish on board your ISS? Over.
Collect them and depart space station.
Okay, thank you, Aki, for the contact. Many thanks from all of the students on the planetarium.